With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says President Trump's policies have proven the predictions of his liberal critics to be flat out wrong.
Trump has been waging his trade war, and inflation has remained stable. It has fallen, actually. Now it's somewhat stable. It came in within expectations in the past month. And we have records in the stock market. We have a full employment economy, close to full employment. And gas prices and egg prices have fallen.
The House approving the president's request to claw back $9 billion for public broadcasting and foreign aid. Brent Gardner with the group Americans for Prosperity.
It's a good first step. We certainly have a long way to go to fixing our nation's financial challenges. But this represents, I think, an important activity led by Republicans, signed on by the president, that takes that first big step at trying to deal with some of these places where we continue to spend money we don't have at a time where the American people are ready to make a different direction happen in this country.
Polling shows a strong majority of Americans from both parties favor the health care tax credits that are set to expire in October. Polson John McLaughlin.
That's different. These are working Americans who buy through the individual marketplace. They buy their own health insurance, and some of them, based on need, get tax credits.
And he says his polling shows Americans favor the tax credits by a huge margin of 83% to 10%.
Now, for whatever reasons, they could be working one, two, three jobs, and their employers don't provide health care. So they go and they go into the individual markets, and they go and they buy this health care, and sometimes they get tax credits.
Officials in Indonesia say a passenger vessel loaded with hundreds of people catching fire at sea off Sulawesi Island earlier in the day. The Navy says at least five people have been killed. Hundreds have been rescued. This is SRN News. Most Christians give to their church, well, the old-fashioned way.
According to the latest from Lifeway Research, 53% of those who attend worship services regularly do their giving by using the offering plate on Sunday morning. Most put cash, some a check. Only 23% of parishioners do their tithing through the church website, and just 7% use an app. That's probably why the vast majority of pastors still pass the plate at services or provide a box near the door where people can make their donations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Although Christianity is widespread across Africa, church leaders say they're combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people secretly consult witch doctors who claim to offer protection or success. Many who attend church also visit traditional shrines for the occult service. This is SRN News. Ice Cream Day and Month.
In 1984, Ronald Reagan proclaimed July National Ice Cream Month, and the third Sunday in July, July 20th this year, as National Ice Cream Day. And that's been picked up all over the world. You know, ice cream, July is Ice Cream Month, and there are a lot of people eating ice cream this month.
You bet. That is Bob Roberts, professor of food science and director of the Ice Cream Short Course at Penn State. He says there's a reason why people simply love ice cream.
Ice cream is beloved because it's got all of the things that people want. It's sweet. You can flavor it in a variety of ways. It's an enjoyable confection. One of my former colleagues, Dr. Phil Keeney, used to talk about ice cream, and he said, if you take all the water out of ice cream, what you have really is candy. So it's like a frozen candy.
More details at srnnews.com.